Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Long Branch Dental in Greenville, Texas, the Minna Bucket at Lake Fork, and Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market. Folks, this is Luke, and have we ever had a good show today? I have thoroughly enjoyed visiting with each and every guest. My goal as an old outdoor writer, an old hook and bullet writer for 30 years and radio too, is to write about or visit with people that can share some information that you can relate to. Rather than, a stuffed shirt news interview, I like to keep it casual. That's the only way I could do radio anyway. But I like to keep it casual and let folks explain what they're doing. And these guys did a good job today in today's show. So it's time for me to describe something to you that I've been doing. You know, an old outdoor cook. I've been cooking outdoor stuff and Dutch kettles and, you know, cast iron, all that for most of my adult life. I've made tons of guisado, Mexican dishes, Spanish rice, all that kind of refried beans. I love to cook that kind of stuff. But I'd never made enchiladas until, about 3 weeks ago. I made them twice. So I want to tell you, so simple, it's easy to do, nothing to it. But there is a process. I made some wild hog, wild pork enchiladas. Now, I'm going to describe to you how I did it, and understand you can change up the ingredients to suit your taste. But I had some pork chops from a wild boar it was a boar, and it did weigh about 175 pounds. Good fat hog, but it was an older boar. I think it was probably 3 or 4 year old hog. But I trimmed the pork chops and used only the lean meat, trimmed all the fat off of it. And I was trying to figure out a way to put this pork to good use. So I had probably, I trimmed up about 8 or 10 thick cut pork chops. Now I put them in an aluminum pan, and I smoked the meat overnight at about 190-200 degrees in my Smoking Tex electric smoker. Now, before I put it in, I put some ingredients in there. That's what I want you to think about. Don't worry about, writing all this down. You can change things up. There's a couple of things that you do need to remember. Now, we've got this meat cut up in the aluminum pan, right? Now, we need some sauce in there to flavor it. Cook it all for hours real slow. There's a can of, it's called Las Palmas, P-A-L-M-A-S, green chili sauce. P-A-L-M-A-S, Las Palmas. That is the most flavorful. If you like green chilies or salsa verde, that's what we're talking about. It's going to be a green sauce. But it is so good that you can get it cold, and the flavor, you could actually drink it. I'm thinking about trying it like that. It's so tasty. But so the raw meat, I season it with cumin, salt, garlic. I just use garlic powder. Just a little bit of chili powder, not much. Maybe half a teaspoon, just a little of that. A little black pepper in there on it. And then cover it with the green chili enchilada sauce. It's called green chili enchilada sauce. So I put this Las Palmas, about half a can in there, on the meat. And I cut it, left it uncovered, little wood smoke in my Smoking Tex electric smoker. Now, this is very, very simple, and I let it smoke for a couple of hours. Then I wrapped the pan with the meat and all the seasonings in it, wrapped it with foil, cut the thing down to about 190, and I went to sleep. I let it cook all night long. So I did not want it to reduce all that moisture. That's the reason I covered it. So the next morning, took a fork in that pork was just so tender. I just flaked it all up, mixed it all together with all those seasonings. And then at that point, I chopped an onion pretty fine, just a medium-sized yellow onion, put it in there. And I could have done it the night before, but I wanted the enchiladas to have a little bit of a crunch, the onions to have a little bit of a crunch to them. So I put the onion in there and and then covered it with foil again and let those things cut it up to about 225 and let it go for about 45 minutes. So there, you know, there was the ingredients for the enchiladas. Now, I will say this, if you like jalapenos, the night before you can add jalapeno, but that's up to your taste. I did throw in a couple of jalapenos. I didn't mention it, but the night before I put two diced up jalapenos that were seeded, you know. So anyway, you've got your pan with all, that's the ingredients that you need to make enchiladas. Now, I took some more of that the Las Palmas green chili enchilada sauce, just put it in a little pan, and then I like the corn tortillas. So I would dip, I had another pan there, another aluminum pan ready, so I dipped that corn tortilla in that little bowl of green chili enchilada sauce, lay it down, then fill it with the ingredients, with all my pork and all the seasonings that I talked to you about. Fill it with that. Put some cheese on it, roll it up, stick it in a baking, little shallow dish baking pan. Well, I made a bunch of these because I bet I had 2 pounds of meat, but I just made a bunch of it. I put the only thing that you got to worry about when you lay that wet flour or corn tortilla down, you dip it in that green chili sauce and it's wet, put that meat right in the middle and kind of pack it in there and roll it up and stick it right into your baking dish. Put it where the seam is down. In other words, the last fold when you roll it up, put that down so it'll stay intact. So, and you've got cheese in each one of them too. Put some grated cheese, whatever you like. So you get that pan all covered with these, what's going to be enchiladas. Now, at this point, sprinkle cheese, a liberal amount of your favorite cheese on top of these enchiladas, and take some of that Las Palmas green chili enchilada sauce. And that's still got your can there, right? Pour the rest of that in there. Put that pan in the oven for about, at about 300, 350, for about 20 to 30 minutes. Don't burn the cheese on top. Check it after about 20 minutes. Folks, I'm going to tell you what, that's some of the best, most flavorful enchiladas I've ever eaten. And there again, as far as all you really need to remember is the key to that is cooking that pork or venison. You could make them with venison, or you can make them with chicken, for that matter. Wild turkey, whatever you got, they're going to be good. But the key is that Las Palmas green chili enchilada sauce. You can get them at the dollar store or wherever. I mean, it's $2 a can. But I have discovered something here that I really like. So that's our little outdoor tip today. I think, you know, I don't think I need to give you exact quantities. If you like a lot of cumin, we'll doctor it up with a lot of cumin. But there is some salt in this Las Palmas, the green chili enchilada sauce. So there's some salt in there. So be careful and don't get it too salty. But I tell you what, we had a crew over to eat, and we devoured those enchiladas, had them with some Spanish rice and some refried beans. So that's our tip today, folks. I hope you find time to do a little outdoor cooking. You don't have to do all this in the wintertime. Get inside somewhere where it's cool and cook it up in the summer.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350-grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Well, folks, that wraps our show up for this week. I want to thank all of our guests and all of you for listening, I want to remind you that you can go anytime to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this past week's show. You can check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. And if you want to contact me, you can do it right there through the website. You can email me through catfishradio.org. There's a huge catfish tournament coming up at Possum Kingdom Lake, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, October the 18th and 19th. So mark your calendar for that. There will be a $30,000 guaranteed first place prize. So this is going to draw a bunch of cat fishermen from all over. Folks, be safe in the outdoors this week and tune in this time next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.